Hi, this is Holly, and I'm doing a call for Robin Temple this morning. And I'd like to share my website, which is Holly's Dream, HollysDream.com. And on my website, I'm going to just point you to a number of places that will give you a great beginning of the things and how I came into this business and what happened, and then what I have written that has been a result of so many thousands of people who've given me feedback, and then places that I refer people for all different kinds of things. So the first one has to do with my story, which if you go to my site and you start at the top and pretty much work your way down, you're going to hit all these things, so I'm just going to tell you where they are. The first one is just what happened to me, another mortal human being on the planet that had a miracle happen with these products. And basically, minerals is what this whole thing is comprised of. And if you were cremated, what would be left would be a pile of minerals, not fats, carbohydrates, or proteins. And what I found out was that that was my missing link. And it turns out that it's really everybody's missing link because the soils are so depleted. So stories is where this whole thing starts and develops and ends. If you have a story and you learn how to tell your story, and I don't care if it's something as minor by your standards as, you know, I can't believe that I sleep through the night, or I have energy now and I don't fall asleep after lunch, or I don't have road rage anymore, I don't have hot flashes for the ladies anymore, and I didn't have menopause, or my allergies are gone, or I don't get sick anymore. I mean, any one of those, everybody wants. And to be able to say that with a passion and put numbers to it, quantifiable numbers. Before I used to sleep 10 hours, now I only sleep 8. I found out that by sleeping 2 hours less a day, I now have an extra 52 days a year of 16-hour days of alive, awake, energized time a year. I mean, it's enormous what happens when our bodies start to rebuild, replenish, regenerate themselves, and what it gives us back, because our bodies are always wanting to heal themselves. So on my website, there is, if you go to the index and scroll down, you'll find it. It's how to tell a good story or a million-dollar story. I can't remember how I have it titled. And that will walk you through how to put a story together. And a story is pretty much based on, before I found Body Balance, I was, and then Robin has a health questionnaire on her site, and here's where I was. I had this, 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 and this, and on a scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 2 or a 3 or a 4, whatever it was. After I took the Body Balance, that condition shifted, and now it's a 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. And you go through all of those, and quantifiable numbers is what I have found is the key. You can't just say, I feel better. That means nothing. People can't really get the impact of that. But when you say, I had allergies, I couldn't go outside, I had to change my clothes 4 or 5 times a day, sometimes I had to be submerged in the bathtub breathing through a wet washcloth, I was miserable, I had HEPA filters in every room, you know, I was exhausted all the time, even when I was awake, I was the walking dead. Now, we're talking. My allergies were so plaguing, I felt like I was about a 2. Now I don't have allergies. I walk around in grass, it hits my legs, I can lie down in the grass, and I have no reaction. I'm now allergy-free. That's really different than just saying, you know, I used to have some allergies, but, you know, they don't bother me so much anymore. I mean, one paints a picture, and the other one is like, now what did she say? It doesn't have the impact of how miserable somebody can be with having an allergy. So, so painting a picture and really talking about it. Now, how you're going to know how these stories really work is on my website. Another place I have is called Testimonials. And right under the top of that, it says people who have been personally coached by Holly. those stories I personally wrote up with those people. And you know some of them. You probably know Diane Kachi. And she came to me and she said she didn't have a story. And 4 hours later, we had the knockout story of my whole career. I mean, this girl has a story that'll just make your socks go up and down. And she's building an enormous business out of the fact that she finally had a way of really saying what really happened to her. And when you can say that, the reality is, I don't care if you're building for the money or you're building for your health. We all get paid by the amount of product that goes out the door. Everybody, Wayne and Jerry, the people in the plant that are assembling this stuff, the packers, the shippers, the new distributors, the vets, the Crown Diamonds, we all get paid by how much product goes out the door. And if people don't have a good product experience and they don't understand what's happening to them, they won't stay on the products. And they forget whatever was going on in the beginning. I mean, people will say, well, I didn't have much energy, and all of a sudden they go through a phase where they think, God, this stuff is really working. I'm starting to feel better. Well, 3 or 4 months later, and all of a sudden finances are getting a little tight, and they don't remember how badly they were before, how badly they felt before, and they drop off the body balance. And they simply forget that they had really severe stuff. You know, they were constipated, or they had migraines, or they had allergies, or whatever. And they, and I'll say, you don't remember you had migraines? I mean, it's uncanny to me, but that is what happens. And that's why your job is to help people have an absolutely stellar experience and track them. And I will tell you, when I start with somebody new, I talk to them every other day. And I'm on their case. And I walk them through, and I ask them all the time, what's shifting, what's changing, what are they noticing? And the categories that most people experience on the positive side, not everybody has fibromyalgia, right? But everybody eats and sleeps and has mental clarity and energy, and lots of people have food cravings, and those are things that everybody can relate to. So those particular items, categories, are things that when you can really zero in on those aspects, then it's universal, because there's nobody that goes through having who has taken the body balance that doesn't experience at least one of those: eating less, sleeping less, emotional well-being evening out, food cravings diminishing, mental clarity, ability to concentrate, focus, memory, more energy. Everybody has one of those things, and I'm sure if I asked you, you would say the same. So I target people because it's you that's going to help them get the story. They are not going to know what's going on. They'll experience it for a little while, then they'll forget. I can't believe that that happens, but it does. And so your job is to help people get their story and then help teach them how to tell their story. And that's pretty much what this entire business is about. You feel better, somebody helps you get a story, you tell your story to somebody else, you teach them how to tell their story, you teach them how to tell somebody else. That's the business. The rest of it is fluff. It's handy, it's nice to know that soils are depleted and why minerals are important, but that doesn't really do the job. The real job has to do with people talking about it when they're out in the world and getting somebody else excited about it so that they can be interested enough to want to try it. So there's another place that if you go down on my website that says how to build a solid product-based business. And under there at the bottom is the health evaluation questionnaire. But number 4 is called lists to learn. And that list to learn is what I say, have said, will always say every single time I meet a new person. There are 4 lists, and one of them has to do with what people experience out there in the world before they find body balance. And it goes something like this: you know, it's just been amazing to me I have seen people who have been to all the great clinics in this country, Mayo, Menninger's, Johns Hopkins, who have been clinically diagnosed with allergies, asthma. Here's the list. This is a memorize. Allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, autoimmune, Epstein-Barr, lupus, MS, hepatitis C, fibromyalgia, seizures, migraines, arthritis, and the list goes on. Now, who on earth could listen to that list these days and not know somebody that had one of those things? That's why it's important to memorize that list. Because if you can spout that off, now you're going to capture their attention because they're going to know somebody that has one of those things. And the first thing out of their mouth is, it works for, you know, migraines. People have recovered from MS, lupus. People are, you know, not dealing with autoimmune or digestive disorders or constipation or female disorders or whatever. You can add other things, whatever you want, because there are stories in liquidstories.com that will say what people's experiences are about having been able to get through those. Now, it's really important that you don't say Body Balance cures. Really important that you say this stuff is incredible and it gives the body what it needs to be able to heal itself. And what you noticed, how I phrased it was, people have been diagnosed with, and then they found Body Balance. There's a very particular order about how I say that, and that gets me off the hook, but it definitely says that people have been diagnosed with X, Y, and Z, and then they found Body Balance. And then the stories, you can send them to Liquid Stories. And then it basically allows people to understand without making claims, which is what we have to be very careful about, because we are not doctors, we're not physicians, we don't want to get in trouble with the FDA, and though it gets the point totally across. So it's very important that you learn how to do that. So List to Learn, there's three others. One talks about what people will typically experience in a detox. Another is what are the systems that a body has that most people never think about, because when you're talking to a new person, they can't stop. They don't know what you're talking about. You have to outline it very carefully. And it's like when I'm talking, I'll say, you know, and I have the context for everyone to be able to put these lists into. And so the context, the verbiage that goes around these lists is all there on that List to Learn.
And I'll send you guys these links so you can, you know, you can look at them and so you can find them exactly. You know, it'll open right up on the page because there's so much good stuff on Holly's site. So,
yeah, so that one particular one on that one would be, you know, when I stopped to realize how and why these minerals work is because I realized that there are so many systems that we all have that are so interdependent on how we all feel. And, you know, when I realized that, you know, that people have all these different individual systems that cause havoc when they're out of kilter, when they're out of balance, like glandular, hormonal, digestive, lymphatic, circulatory, metabolic, elimination. And all of a sudden, the person you're talking to is going, wow, hormonal, digestive, you know, enzymatic, circulatory. And those are the systems where diseases start to happen, you know, cardiovascular, and where people, where their thyroid and their hormones are all imbalanced. And when you say those systems, it starts cluing people in that these are some of the systems that get rebuilt and repaired because the river of life, the body balance, the minerals are flooding the system. And you explain that and you paint a picture. And now people are like, oh, I see. That's how it works. And then you finish it off and you say, you know what people typically experience is their entire world shifts and changes. And the things that they typically notice is that they eat less, they sleep less, their emotional well-being evens out, their food cravings diminish, their mental, I mean, that's a memorize. And now you've painted a picture. Here's what people started with. Here's what they go through. Here's where they end up. And so I do that. If I were talking to you, I would do that in less than 3 minutes. And I can rattle that off so fast, and I get people's attention so quickly. And by just, and I have synthesized the best of everything I've ever heard anybody say into that little document. And when I go out there in the world and I have the conviction and the passion and the background of all the people who've gone before me and who've come after me that have had extraordinary results with their health, I can deliver that thing where people are just brought to their knees because they know somebody or they're dealing personally with something that's pretty horrendous. And then I'll always throw in the monetary side, and I'll say, you know, I never meant to do this business. As a matter of fact, I dug my heels in about it. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I'd already been in the industry of network marketing, and it had totally, you know, I was, as they say, garage qualified with water filters, and that's the truth. You know, I had $20,000 of water filters in my garage, and I was one of the living testimonials of why network marketing does not work. So I was super, super skeptical, and I actually, Paul Devlin, my upline, actually put bottles of Body Balance on my doorstep for like 6 months, and I refused to take them, and I put them in a box, and I sent them back to the company. I mean, I was really adamant about network marketing and about anything that was liquid and that was came from some fly-by-night company, and yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, forget it. And then I got, and you read my story, and you'll see what happened. But it was, so set yourself up right. You know, now, people who've been in massage know it's 500 to 1,000 hours of study to get to a business that you can never retire from, for God's sakes. So the whole deal about this is that you need to be educated, articulate. You need to learn stories, and I have them on my website, stories that have been personally coached by Holly. You need to be able to deliver that list to learn. And then you need to be able to follow up with Robin's website with her health evaluation questionnaire. And if you can just do those things, you can't miss. I'm building a platinum leg as a crown diamond every year. I'm working on another one right now that I met in Mexico, and we're having product flown in, and Mexico isn't even open. It's not hard if you do it right and you do it simply and you do it consistently. And the most consistent thing you can do is be on Robin's call. The only diamonds that I had were the ones that were on a call that I had for a year, year and a half, that we met at 10 o'clock Monday mornings every single week, week in, week out, month in, month out. And as a result, every single one of those people made diamond. Not one other person in my entire organization made diamond for years after that. But every single one on that call, and the reason, we tracked each other, we followed each other, we support each other, we listened to each other, we heard each other, we encouraged each other, we learned together, we went out in the world, we came back, we reported in. And that's what this call is about, your goals, your aspirations, and a team of people who are on your team. And truly,
yeah, and that's a big part of it. The benefits from that is you learn from other people's experience of what they're, of you build your belief along with theirs, as we hear not only results from our people, but everybody's people. And just hearing you talk today, Holly, it just brings your passion and commitment to helping people get their life back is at a level that few people understand because they haven't gotten their life back. And so it's infectious. It's powerful to hear and be around your belief. And I think we can transmit that while people are getting started. They can borrow our belief. And so I just appreciate your clarity about people, what a difference we can make. And I want you to just share a little more about that, you know, why you bother? Why should anybody bother?
The stakes are so high. You're talking about people's lives and the quality of their lives. And what is it that happens when they actually do get their life back? What is it that they really came here for? And what would happen to them if they never came across your path? I mean, personally, I would have died. I actually know that, and I know many, many people that that is the bottom line, absolute truth. They would have gotten so sick and debilitated and so stressed out by the lack of money, lack of energy, and stress that ensued from all of that, that they would have just given up and croaked, is the truth of it. It's critical. I mean, we're not just doing a little, you know, sideline hobby here. This is big stakes here.
Well, thank you so much. And I thought maybe we'd have a few minutes if you have questions. I think Robert is probably the only one who can still talk. But
yeah, I'm not muted.
Comments, questions, Robert, about all this?
Well, you know, that was, it makes me think of the three-way calling we were talking about earlier about being introduced to the story. See, her passion, you know, Holly, your heart for people just, you know, really bleeds through. I love what you said that, you know, it's really about the story that you have and the story that you build in other people's lives. All the rest of it is fluff. I love that because it's really true. But Robin and I were talking yesterday about what is really the greater reward. I mean, I would love to have an income so I don't have to worry about stuff or try to pay the rent every month by doing ridiculous amounts of crazy stuff, you know, but get that out of the way so I can do what I'm supposed to be doing on the planet. And
yeah.
But I think about the greater reward, Holly, that you really, I just feel your heart about it, is when you get people to, if you get to do that for other people, every person that you've ever broken off as a platinum or a diamond, how it changed their lives, how their life is totally transformed, good gravy, what is that reward? You can't bank that there's nothing like that.
No, there isn't.
And I just love your heart about that. And of course, I also love the fact that I know you've done the work. I've been on your website in terms of being educated and informed and articulate. I mean, you've done the work, and that's why you're such a great leader, because that's what leadership is. You kind of lead the way, and you're providing a service out of your experience. You not only have experience, but you learn from it, and you're able to teach it. And I'm just profoundly blessed by that. So I really appreciate your call today.
You're very welcome, Robert. Yep, it's all true. I didn't get here by accident. It was, you know, network marketing, but it's been so rewarding. And I could be retired 10 times over, but and that's the truth, 10 times over. But it's, what are you going to do? Walk by people who are suffering? I mean, like, and I know what I'm sitting on. I mean, you know, the two people I've just been working with here that are helping me build this greenhouse. I mean, they were terribly affected by the pollen and sinus infections and allergies. It was just horrendous. I mean, one of them, when he went home, he practically blacked out. I mean, he was coughing so hard, his lungs were so rattled and inflamed, and he was practically coughing up blood. And he was cocky about the fact that he was loved his beer and his pizza. And I'm like, poison, it's killing you. And he was, well, too bad, I like it. Well, that night when he went home and he almost blacked out, he came in with his tail between his legs the next morning. And he just said, I'm really scared. And so I said, well, you ready to listen? And he said, yeah, I am. And so I marched him up to my kitchen, and I opened my refrigerator, and I said, sit down, and you're going to learn a whole new way to eat, and you're going to be surprised. It's delicious. And he did. And two days later, he said, I can't believe what a difference it is. I said, you can't ever go back to that lifestyle. That's it, you know. But if you're willing, you can change so much about your own life, and there's a whole world here, and I can tell you, you're not the only one that's suffering. And this whole place, which you don't know where I live, but it's beautiful, is supported by this little drink. And it's because so many people have gotten their lives back. So, you know, you have to learn your side, and you have to track people, and you have to get in there with people, and you have to love on them, and you have to teach and train them. And, you know, the supervisor guy came, and I put him on the same diet, and he was one of the sinus infections, and it was so horrible. He had to sleep practically sitting up. His nose was just blocked, And he said it was about a 9, that he was distressed about it and his body was distressed. And 5 days later, on the diet that took away all carbohydrates and sugars and all that, he got down to maybe a, 4 or 5 or 6. And then within 24 hours on the body balance, he went down to a 1. And you have to encourage people and learn some basics about nutrition. People can't be living at McDonald's and drinking wine and beer and smoking and doing all that stuff. That's part of what we do, is educate people that you've got to clean up your diet and not abuse your body. And with just the slightest shifts in getting rid of wheat and dairy, and my litany is wheat, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, sugar, alcohol, coffee. I mean, that would just, that goes a long way. But it doesn't go towards rebuilding and repairing. It just goes towards getting rid of toxins. But the rebuilding and the repairing is where the body balance comes in and is so miraculous. And then you can really make some time and distance in your health. And you have to know that stuff. And if you pause through my website, go to Nutrition Basics, teach people about food combining, and you don't have to know it. Just point them and have them read it. You don't have to be an expert. That's why I wrote all that stuff down. Right. So when people learn what the culprits are and they learn how to food combine and they start going to some of the sites that are on my website that will send you all over the place, people have to learn this stuff. This is not, we can't go on thinking that we can eat anything that's in the supermarket. It's just not an option anymore. We're all broken down from eating GMO foods and chips and, who doesn't love that stuff? Give me a break. But, there's some really wonderful options out there now, and we all need to learn about them, and we need to share that stuff as part of what it is that we do. Body Balance will get people so far down the road because it'll help with their food cravings, and people naturally start to gravitate towards eating more green, salad-y, vegetable-y type foods. I mean,
universal. They just do. They just make better choices. It's really great. And so people think they can't change until they start on the body balance. It gives them that support. Yeah, that they can start making better choices too.
Yeah, I hear people all the time that say, God, I used to really love going out and having my glass of wine and I didn't even want it anymore. Or I used to have chocolate around the house and I'd have it stashed here and there, and I haven't eaten a piece of chocolate for 3 weeks. I can't believe it. Or, it's amazing. So it helps people make the better choices, and then people can go and learn how and what those things are and get some really fabulous ideas about that. And now you've got people educated across the board, and it one hand fits the other, and pretty soon we're turning out people who are excited to be alive again and want to get back into life, and they're not like pulling the covers over their head and not wanting to socialize. I can't tell you how many people had gotten so depressed that they were at a point where they just didn't even want to be out there in the world anymore. And now they're out there teaching and public speaking and actively giving talks. It's unbelievable to me what happens to people emotionally when they get their cells.
Psychologically. It's so big. Not just physically. I mean, that is physical, but it manifests in all their relationships and their effectiveness in their lives, too.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I love being reminded by you of how important what we're doing is.
Holly, we need to wrap up in a minute. Can I have one more question?
Yeah.
Because I feel her passion about, about changing people's lives and changing their habits as well. It's about their whole nutritional, intake and education stuff. I kind of laughed when you were talking about the greenhouse guy and his arrogance. And I'm thinking, do you know who you're talking to? Anyway, because I've read just some of your protocols and they're phenomenal. My question is, it's the same way with people on the business in terms of educating people about the cooperative business model and what the real heart of it is. And yes, I know there's a whole bunch of companies that did it wrong, but at its heart, it's been going on since the beginning of time. This is how we help one another. And I try to educate people about that, but I have the same resistance that people do about being on the health craze, if you will, quote, you know, how do you feel like you changed that in terms of your approach, and specifically in terms of beginning a protocol where you're getting an 8-pack of body balance, so you do the cell saturation. You know, I know what you're going to say about how you justify the cost because it's priceless. I get that. But how do you approach people that are resistant to change and that are withdrawn and they don't think life's really going to change that much and they think you're just another rep?
Yeah, well, the trump card is that the business is that the body balance is guaranteed. So that's the trump card, is that you've got that to fall back on. Say, look, the reality is here, what we know is, this is a memorize. The reality is, what we know that you're doing is not working. We know that. Because there you are telling me that you've got migraines or you're constipated or whatever it is that's going on. So you have nothing to lose here. The body balance, you can drink the entire 8 bottles, and if you don't like it for any reason whatsoever, you get everything back minus the shipping. And if that's a concern, I'll pay for it. So let's get rid of any obstacle that you might have here. And what I know is I've got a zillion people that will stand behind me and tell you that this works, and I'm going to send you to a website. So, Robert, what the thing is that I don't listen to what other people have to tell me. I don't hear their rejections or their responses. I'm not interested in them because I know that they're coming from a very limited, uneducated point of view. It's not their fault. They just don't know. They don't know what I know. If they knew what I knew, they would be ordering a caseload of this stuff, a truckload of this stuff. So I tell people what to do. They're big people. They can say, no, I don't want to do that. But I know psychologically that if you have enough chutzpah and enough passion and enough confidence because you know enough people who've had this thing, it's like walking across a running creek and not knowing how deep it is. Now, the first person or the first horse goes over, and the second horse goes, oh, it's not so deep. A horse will follow another horse if they see that it's safe, right?
Right, right.
A person will, leaders follow leaders. People follow each other. 95%, 80, 95% of all people will follow if somebody feels confident enough and capable enough and strong enough about it that people will actually do what other people tell them to do if you tell it with enough conviction, enough passion. So I'm not here to buy what they're telling me. I'm not interested because I know that they don't know. So I'm here to present as most powerfully as I possibly can a case for them to actually try this. And mostly what I do is I try to listen to where I think there's a loophole there. I'll say, look, you've got these allergies, you've got this migraine, you've got this digestive stuff going on. I don't know, but I do know. I don't know if it's going to work for you. I know it's worked for everybody else that's ever tried it. I don't know anybody it hasn't worked for, is the truth of it, if they did it right. And besides that, you have me as your coach, and the price is right. And besides that, you have the company, and they're willing to back the product up because they know it works, and they're going to back it up, and they're going to give you your money back if you don't like it. So you have nothing to lose. So if you want some more evidence here, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you to this website, Holly's Dream or Liquid Stories, and I want you to type in whatever it is, you know, and then read what's happened to other people. And so, you know, if that's what you need, go for it. If you need to Google or look up some of the, you know, whatever about sea vegetables or aloe vera and find out what those properties are about why those things work, go for it. But what I can tell you is, the only thing that you're going to really know is when this stuff is in your body. And that's when you're going to know if it works or not. I could talk until the cows come home, but we're not going to know anything until you get this stuff in your body. And what we do know right now is that what you're doing is not working.
There you go.
That's kind of what I say.
Do you hear her conviction,
oh,
Robert, is
yeah,
well, it's such that, you know, people, other people, you know, the other concerns melt away in the face of her conviction, her commitment to getting people well. It's like that. It comes. The passion comes from a place of commitment, and I think we, you know, people feel that when they, it's not like we're twisting their arm because we need their money. I mean, that's not what you would think listening to Holly, and that's often what people go through. People think, wow, this person cares more about my health than I do. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so,
you know,
yeah.
And that's part of her conviction too, Robin, is that, and I love what she says, that's where she gets her chutzpah.
Mm-hmm.
She's not buying what they're selling, you know.
Right.
And I love hearing that, because there's an old phrase I learned in sales, in particular, with not nearly as good a product, by the way. And it was about, you know, there's a sale made in every house. It's either the salesman is making a sale in terms of what they need and providing them a service, or they're buying the excuses. You know, I got to talk to my husband. Let's think about it, or whatever. And when you understand that it's not a rejection. It's like Holly very clearly said. They're limited. They have no idea what you know. And understanding that gives her a lot of confidence in terms of her instructing people. But I like her. She's right. People follow leaders. And the truth is they're very refreshed by somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I know we were talking yesterday, Robert, about commitment and being all in.
Yes.
You know. Yes. And you can really see that's... I'm really happy to introduce you to Holly today, because it just, when you talk to someone who is that, it's so powerful. You know,
man,
it's like,
well,
yes.
It's awesome. Awesome call. It gives me chutzpah.
That's good, Robert. So what would give me pleasure is if you went to learn the list to learn and you got that memorized. And so the way that I work with people is that I give everyone homework, and that I make agreements about what, I'm the what and they're the when. So in this case, if I were working directly with you, what I would say is, all right, Robert, I just passed out a bunch of things that I think would be really useful for your business, and the one that I think would be the most useful, I'm taking leadership right here. I'm telling you what to do. You can hear that. The one that I think would be the most useful for you would be to learn those lists to learn. So I'm the what, you're the when. So the next thing I would say is, So what do you think about that, and when could you do that by? I had one girl learn it in 2 hours while I was giving a lecture, and she was in the room while I was giving a lecture, and I gave her $50 for it. And you were there, Robin.
I was, Rosie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Robert, if you want to, take another step for yourself, then that would be what I would recommend for you to do. And so when do you think you could learn that by? Because that would be the most constructive thing I could think of that you could learn as a next step.
I will do that this weekend, and I'll be accountable with Robin, or I may call you, Holly, too, if you don't mind.
Uh-uh.
I'll let you know that I did it.
And so it isn't that you did
it.
That'd
be great.
You
and
need
you
to
can do it first on the call. You can do it first on the call next week. We all
there you go.
Inspire everybody else.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's even better, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I know what it's for. She absolutely convinced me of what what we need to have. So I'm learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your business will take off if you can learn those things. I mean, because nobody could stand up to it.
Exactly. God, I love how you said that. That's beautiful.
Well, yeah.
I'm excited.
Good. All right. We'll go for it.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Thank you, Holly. And I'm happy I recorded this so I can share this with the other people from this call and other calls, because it's
will
so
valuable.
Will
you send it to me, Robin?
I will. I'll give you these two recordings also. They're both great calls. And thanks for sharing your brilliance and letting your downline know how lucky they are to have you.
Thank you. Make a great day. All right.
Okay. Blessings, everyone. Bye.